Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2972 AN. Today's date is January 13th, 2023, and the title of the episode is World Economic Forum Panics, Green New Deal Failed, Debt Ceiling Approaching. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's get into the economic collapse finance. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, you can see that they are panicking. How do we know that they are panicking? Because look what the World Economic Forum is doing. And I know in the past, when they held their meetings, they had soldiers to guard them. But the question is, why do they need these soldiers? I mean, if they're on the same page with the people around the world, where everyone's looking at their agenda saying, yes, this is exactly what we want, we're on the same exact page, why do they need this amount of soldiers to guard them? Actually, the Swedish federal government, they set a ceiling of about 5,000 troops that will serve in support during the World Economic Forum, which will run from January 10th to 26th. So the question is, why do they need a ceiling of 5,000? Now, is there 5,000 there? Maybe, maybe not, but there are a lot of soldiers there guarding these people. And we have to remember, these people are part of the criminal syndicate. These people are pushing the agenda of the World Economic Forum. And what is their agenda? The Great Reset, the Green New Deal. This is their agenda. And all these leaders around the world, and even from here in the United States, we know there's a lot of individuals like Chris Ray and the rest. They are also going out to the World Economic Forum. And what reason would they have to go out to the World Economic Forum? It doesn't make sense unless somehow, some way, they're controlled by these people. Because remember, the World Economic Forum, they went and they infiltrated a lot of companies, a lot of leaders. They actually conditioned these people to work with them. They trained them in their system. And this is why we see what we see today. But everything that they're pushing right now with the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, it is completely falling apart. Remember going back in time, when Trump, he was in a meeting with California, certain officials in California, I think Governor Newsom was there also, and they were talking about, you know, the global warming, everything was getting hotter, we're getting worse, you know, forest fires. He said, well, you got to clean up the forest, and by the way, the earth is getting cooler. Well, it seems that he was right again. The earth is getting cooler. And Steve Malloy on Twitter, he put this out. He says, the ONAA released this data yesterday. Not one media outlet has reported on it. The last 8 years have witnessed global cooling despite 450 billion tons of emissions, worth 14% of total man-made atmospheric CO2. CO2 warming is a hoax, but the media won't talk about CO2 hysteria. And when you look at it, you can see, yes, the world is getting cooler and cooler. Now, very interestingly, we can see this is why the World Economic Forum and the fake news and all the others that are pushing this agenda, this is why they decided to switch from global warming, which they were pushing for a very long time, into climate change, because they realize the earth goes through cycles. The sun controls these cycles. And yes, back in the 70s, we saw a very cold period. Then the late 80s going into the 90s, it started to warm up and now it's cooling down again. And now they needed to change the words to make their agenda look like they're still on track. But the people, they're not buying this. Whatever they're selling, the people aren't buying. Just like the gas stove controversy, where they came out with this study, letting everyone know that we've done this study, we collected all the statistical information, and we ran a study, and guess what? Gas stoves are bad. Now, they've been around for how long? Hundreds of years? People have been using it. Restaurants have been using it. And now the study is coming into question. The Wall Street Journal notes that even the EPA discounted the threat of gas stoves. Even the Environmental Protection Agency says gas stoves do not require EPA certification. Whether designed to burn natural gas or propane, they burn very cleanly, emitting very little pollution. And it adds that many cooking appliances in the process of cooking itself can increase levels of indoor particulate matter. Another study they reference undercuts the primary threat claim that asthma and other alleged health risks are related to these gas stoves. The International Study of Asthma and Allergies in Childhood concluded that there is no evidence of an association between the use of gas as a cooking fuel and either asthma symptoms or asthma diagnosis. There is no evidence whatsoever. The study is flawed once again. Who was supporting it? Oh, the World Economic Forum. They gather statistics. Actually, they did their study, part of it, in a room where there was no ventilation. It was sealed, and then they ran the gas oven. Is that how you actually look to see if there's a problem? No, because if you look at a lot of the restaurants, you look at the homes, there's proper ventilation. And these have been around for a very long time. But think about their long-term agenda here. Yes, they're trying to bring us to all electric. And actually, if there was, you know, everyone still using gas stoves, it's very, very difficult to start to shut down everyone's gas, you know, with a throw of a switch. Actually, electric, you can do that. Gas is a little bit harder. Plus, when there's a disaster, a lot of people still have their gas working. Now, we know that their agenda was to get rid of gas so that we can go to electric. But you have to remember their other agenda. Their other agenda is to get rid of small businesses. Remember, they want to centralize everything. They want businesses centralized. They want big corporations to handle the main businesses. Maybe four or five corporations handling everything. Actually, they would love it if there was just one. So if they were going to get rid of gas stoves, what do you think that would do to the restaurant industry? Really think about this for a second. Because remember, part of their agenda is to make us eat bugs, grass, weeds, whatever they want us to eat here, except for actual real food. So would this destroy the entire restaurant industry? Absolutely. It would be a complete and utter disaster. And what are they setting up? They're setting everything up to bring us into their agenda. But people aren't buying this. Actually, it's being debunked right now. And they're having a very difficult time pushing this. So yes, the World Economic Forum, the Private West Central Bank, all these people that are pushing this agenda, they're having a very difficult time. Remember, what they really wanted was a cover story. They didn't want people awake. They didn't want people going about their business. They wanted people either in a war where they're worried about their loved ones, the infrastructure would be destroyed, people would be worrying about something completely different, and then they could usher in their Great Reset, the Green New Deal, or they would like to have the pandemic where everyone was shut down in their home, the global economy was shut down, and no one would be the wiser of what was really going on. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Now the people are awake. Now that people are going about their business, they're not afraid, they're not scared, they're not hiding in their homes, there's no bombs that are being dropped on them. Now that people can see very, very clearly and the information can get out there, which actually counters everything they want to do. Now, they don't like this. This is something they do not want. And yes, when you have all the criminal syndicate leaders and other people visit a certain location and you need guards, that means the people aren't going along with what they really want. Because if the people really were going along with it, they wouldn't be that afraid. I mean, actually, you can compare this to when Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the other puppet masters cheated in the election. What did they have to do right out in the beginning? They needed to put up a fence. They needed to have guards there. Why? Because they were afraid of the people. Because their agenda doesn't fit with the actual agenda of the people. And that tells you everything you need to know. Now, what's very interesting is that we're approaching the debt ceiling right now. And remember, the debt ceiling was put into place many, many years ago to keep control of spending. How did that work out? Well, it didn't. It's almost like having a credit card and you're saying, holy crap, look, I have a $5,000 credit limit. I just reached the $5,000 credit limit. I'm going to call up the credit card company saying, hey, can you increase me to $7,500? The credit card company says, absolutely, no problem, $7,500. And you go, oh, thank God. I now have an extra $2,500. And then you start charging things. And then all of a sudden, after maybe a couple of months, you hit $7,500 and you go, holy crap. Okay, I only can make the minimum payment, but I need more money here because I have to pay certain things. I need to go shopping and do what I need to do. So I'm going to ask the credit card company once again if they can raise me to $10,000. And the credit card company says, okay, no problem. I'll give you $10,000. No problem. You go, oh, thank God. I have an extra $2,500. And you go out and you go ahead and you spend and you reach that limit once again. This is exactly what's happening in our country. The Federal Reserve is an open credit card. The debt ceiling is the limit of credit. That's really what it is. And every time they reach it, they say, okay, we need to raise it. What's the purpose of the debt ceiling, the credit limit, if you're going to continually increase it? Now, the White House is out there, and they're saying they want the debt limit raised without any conditions whatsoever. Why? Because they need to pay people off. They have a lot of bills. Why? Because there's a lot of people blackmailing Joe Biden and the rest of the people in D.C. You think they got to where they got to by telling the truth and being completely transparent? No, they're there because people are blackmailing. They were installed. They're doing what they have to do for the puppet masters. And right now, we have a different house. We have the Patriots controlling the purse strings right now. And now we have to see how this plays out. Now, once again, do we really need to raise the debt limit? Or maybe we should look at it this at a different way. And maybe we should start cutting things that we don't need anymore. Actually, things that don't even make sense, like a BEE-free highway. Maybe we don't need to send money, millions and millions of dollars. Maybe we can take that money and use it here for our infrastructure. So at this point, we can see that the Patriots in the House, they're going to be pushing back at this. Now, Janet Yellen is out there, and she said that the U.S. is projected to reach its roughly $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in less than a week. And you notice how what they called it, borrowing limit, because we borrow this money from the Federal Reserve. Just like you borrow the money from the credit card, and then there's interest attached. I mean, what is the interest today? 25%, 30%, something like that? I mean, really think about this for a second. This is how our country set up. This is what happened back in 1913 when the central bank came into existence. And it should have never been this way. The founding fathers never wanted us to have a private West central bank. They wanted the people to have their own money. They didn't want the people to borrow it from anywhere, either coin their own money or have gold and have paper currency, which was attached to it, or silver that was attached to it, where you can go to the bank and say, okay, I want my gold. I want my silver. That's how the founding fathers actually wanted it. And this way, when you do this, there is checks and balances, because can the government continually borrow and borrow and borrow? No, they can't, because there's a finite amount. Now, yes, we can bring income in from other countries by using tariffs, and that's how it was in the past. And Trump, actually, if you remember, he placed tariffs on Europe and China and took that money and gave it to the farmers. But think about this. If we didn't have the private West central bank, if we didn't borrow currency and we had checks and balances, would we have government the way we have it today? Would it be a lot smaller? Because would we be able to actually just borrow the money and create a government that was so vast, so big, that it would be completely out of control? Would it remove corruption? Would it remove all these different organizations that were set up by the private West central bank, like the World Economic Forum, the WHO, and all the other organizations? No, they really wouldn't exist. Where would they get their funding from? See, they wouldn't have an open system. You see, when you look at the Federal Reserve right now, it's an open system. The money goes into Congress. Those individuals that use the money, they launder it, and they use this money to go to George Soros. They use it to go to the World Economic Forum. They use it to go to the WHO. They use it to go to NATO. This is how they prop everything up, and this is how it becomes corrupt. Actually, we here in the United States, we're paying for their agenda, if you really think about it. And this is why we, the people, need to stop this. And this is why the Patriots need to shut all this down. Now, what's very interesting is that Janet Yellen is saying, well, listen, if we don't raise the debt ceiling by January 19th, we're going to have to start taking extraordinary measures. You mean shutting ridiculous things down that we never really needed in the first place? Well, guess what? Shut it down. I remember when Obama, he went crazy and said, we're going to have to shut these things down. And they shut down the parks. They shut down different areas in DC where they put guardrails up to show the people, look, you can't go visit these places because we don't have the money. No, don't shut down those places. How about shutting down the private restaurants, the golf courses, the private limos, the private planes, and everything else that those people in DC do? How about we shut down all the money laundering and all the ridiculous funding for, you know, BeFree highways, you know, gender studies in other countries and things like that? So I think at this point, the Patriots need to start to fight back. The Patriots need to say, you know what, let's shut it down. And you know what, let's keep it down for quite a while, because actually they can use this to their advantage. Because who's going to sweat under this? Who's going to panic under this? Is it going to be the Patriots in Congress? Or is it going to be the deep state players that owe money to certain people? Well, it's the deep state players, the corrupt politicians. So can the Patriots use this as leverage? I do believe Trump has said this in the past. Yes, they can. And they should use this to start to turn things around. And they should make them bend a knee and make them beg for certain things. And hopefully the Patriots do this, because that would show who's really in control right now. And I wouldn't increase the debt ceiling by a lot. I would just do it by a little bit and then make them come back and ask for more and more until you can really start turning things around. Don't give them what they want. Give them a little bit, but make them give you a lot. And I do believe the Patriots, they're on course to do this. And we're going to see some changes happening, because we need to be prepared and ready for the upcoming crisis, for what's coming, to actually transition into a different system. And I do believe the Patriots, they have the ability to do this. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.